The AI native is no longer as a theory or technology.
For me, native means you do something from the beginning or from the start. It's like native language, the one that you speak.
Explained, der KI-Podcast der Telekom.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Explained, dem KI-Podcast der Deutschen Telekom. Ich freue mich natürlich, dass ihr wieder eingeschaltet habt. Ganz egal, ob ihr gerade entspannt auf der Couch sitzt, im Zug unterwegs seid oder bei einem Spaziergang die Welt um euch herum komplett ausblendet. Auch heute nehmen wir euch mit auf eine Reise in die faszinierende Welt der künstlichen Intelligenz. In der heutigen Folge geht es um ein Thema, das die Telco-Branche gerade so richtig aufmischt. Und zwar geht es um das Konzept einer AI-Native-Telco. Klingt erstmal nach Buzzword-Bingo, oder? Aber keine Sorge, wir ordnen das Thema für euch heute ein und haben dazu noch zwei Experten eingeladen. Aber nochmal kurz zurück, was bedeutet eigentlich AI-Native-Telco? Also eine AI-Native-Telco ist ein Unternehmen, das künstliche Intelligenz nicht nur als Werkzeug, sondern als zentralen Bestandteil und Grundlage seiner gesamten Infrastruktur nutzt. KI durchdringt dabei die gesamte Organisation, vom Netz über die Kundeninteraktion bis hin zu strategischen Entscheidungen. Man könnte hier auch von KI bei Design sprechen. Und was heißt das konkret? Statt dass Techniker manuell Fehler im Netz suchen, erkennt die KI automatisch, wo es hakt und kann viele Probleme sogar selbst beheben. Und der Kundenservice, der versteht dich sofort, weil eine KI dein Anliegen analysiert und oft direkt löst, ohne Warteschleife. Und beim Stromverbrauch, das Netz passt sich automatisch den Anforderungen an und optimiert so den Energieverbrauch. Ein kurzer Blick in die Studienlage sagt, dass bereits 50% der Telekommunikationsunternehmen KI einsetzen, um messbare Ergebnisse zu erzielen, im Vergleich zu nur 25% im Vorjahr. Das fand kürzlich erst McKinsey heraus. Und hier auch nochmal ein kleiner Disclaimer. In dieser Folge dreht sich alles um die spezifischen Anforderungen für Telcos, also Telekommunikationsunternehmen. Aber interessant ist das Thema AI-Native auch für andere Branchen. Die Prinzipien eines AI-Native-Unternehmens lassen sich nämlich überall anwenden. Automatisierte Abläufe, personalisierte Services, datenbasierte Entscheidungen, der Handel, Gesundheitswesen oder Finanzdienstleistungen profitieren genauso wie die Telekommunikation. Dazu gibt's gleich mehr nach den News-Updates, eingesprochen von unserer KI-Stimme. Mein Name ist Sarah Malakra. Redaktionsschluss für diese Ausgabe war Donnerstag, der 30. Oktober 2025.
Die Europäische Kommission hat 6 neue KI-Fabriken angekündigt. In Tschechien, Litauen, den Niederlanden, Rumänien, Spanien und Polen sollen sie Unternehmen und Start-ups Zugang zu Hochleistungsrechnern und KI-Expertise bieten. Insgesamt fließen über 380 Millionen Euro an Fördermitteln. Ziel ist es, Europas Wettbewerbsfähigkeit bei künstlicher Intelligenz deutlich zu stärken.
OpenAI kämpft laut einem Bericht von T3N mit stark steigenden Kosten und rückläufigen Nutzungszahlen. ChatGPT wird zwar täglich rund 1 Million Mal heruntergeladen, doch die Nutzung und die Verweildauer in der App gehen zurück. Nur etwa 5% der weltweit 800 Millionen Nutzer zahlen ein Abo. Trotzdem plant OpenAI Milliardeninvestitionen in neue Produkte und Infrastruktur.
Kommen wir nun zu unserem Highlight-Gespräch. Dafür habe ich heute 2 Experten in unserem Podcast-Studio in Bonn eingeladen. Und das ist Jan Speich und Masoud Soderi. Herzlich willkommen und schön, dass ihr da seid. Great to see you today and you're attending our podcast. And since our experts prefer to speak in English, we will switch the language for the interview since we are very flexible. So again, great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Jan, nice to see you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself? Where are you working? What are your topics?
Sure, I'm happy to do so. I am part of the Connected Devices team and I'm working as technical product manager. And I'm specifically looking at the topic of sustainability. So I'm driving the manufacturers of mobile devices like Apple, Samsung, Xiaomi to be more transparent on their emissions, but also pushing them for reducing their CO2 emissions and also be more circular.
Thank you. And Masoud, what are you doing?
First of all, thank you for having us here. Really appreciate that. And we are in the nice room and cozy place to record the podcast. I'm really happy to be here. So my name is Masoud Sadeghi. I'm working as a technical product manager at the Deutsche Telekom. I've been with the Deutsche Telekom for almost 3 years in connected device area and responsible for smartphone customization and personalization for our NotCos. So before that, work with MTN, starting in 2007, same industry, active in the Middle East and Africa, almost 15 years as a senior platform and product manager, building and commercial product in the telco industry. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, too. I think you can tell us also a bit more than about the device connection in AI as well, but later to this. Jan, you were attending last week at the AI Native Telco Forum. If you had to summarize it in one or two sentences, what was that really about?
Yeah, it was very impressive and also a little bit overwhelming. It was 1.5 days full of presentations, demos and networking. So really exciting to be there. So to summarize it, I would say it was an event where telco operators, technology vendors, but also standardization forums came together to exchange on the opportunities, challenges, and also the status of AI. So it was very interesting to see kind of where we are at the moment.
And was there something specifically like surprising or something which you didn't expect to see there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there were many very interesting presentations. One that stuck out a little bit, as most of them were more on the positive side, especially vendors. I mean, they're trying to sell their solutions. You always had to take those with a salt of grain. But there was a presentation from a representative from Orange, and he had a little bit more cautious view on the topic. So I do remember him saying, don't think twice, but think 20 times before jumping into agentic AI. Because he was feeling, I mean, there are a lot of challenges in this very complex topic before you're doing. So that I found very interesting. I think his presentation was called also the reality check. So maybe that was more closer to reality than others made us to believe.
Very thoughtful, especially because AI is such a big topic and we are realizing more and more what is possible with it. So very interesting point. I also see, I mean, the both of you were attending this forum, so we have very fresh like branch news and information what is out there. Very curious to hear more about that.
But if one to be add up more about what Jan mentioned, the main question of the room was, what does it mean to the telco to become AI native, from how to define the what and how and when? So all the speakers more or less agree on the one thing. AI native is not just let's add an AI assistant to our existing process. It is not just about tools and future. It is about the redesigning the how we build, deploy, and operate and monetize the networks in the manner that the AI in foundation from the beginning. I'm impressed about that a lot. As I already Jan mentioned as well, there were some vendors and dealers are selling some products. But yeah, the other presentation and other discussion that made by the other people like Ahmed Hafiz or SVP of the strategy of the networks that present the way that going toward the AI and AI native from the AI and prediction model to become a agentic AI and Gen AI from the single agentic agent to this multi-agentic agent to using the networks, how to use it, and what we are doing at the moment. That was very interesting to me as well.
Also, because you mentioned the AI agent, can you very shortly describe what this is?
What I can simply say that right now we have a ChatGPT, Gemini, and Copilot. There was some interface that the people interact with them in the day-to-day life. In the next generation of the AI that we call as agentic AI, there is an agent that, like a variety of the other AI, is helping to proceed the process and features toward the other agent, toward the core part of the AI. It means that whenever someone is interacting with the interface to ask some questions, in the future, or let's say in the current era, we can ask an agent can describe that question in the deep manner and explain the same thing to the other agent, and the other agent think on behalf of the other agent and get the response to each other and sharing the information to each other and then populate the response to us. So like a teacher to have for the math, we can have variety of the teacher for math, historics, and the others in front of us to ask. Yeah,
I think the agentic AI topic is one of the most interesting ones coming up at the moment, even maybe one of the biggest transformations. What do you think?
So in that forum, if I want to emphasize on the AI native forum, so people were talking about the status quo, where we are today. Right, they are focusing on showing the quick measurement wins, like cost saving, like energy efficiency, like speed, which is people and executive all believe on it. But also they talk about the future and next steps, which is really is a transformation, really moving the entire operating model toward the autonomy. So make it everything autonomous. Decision become a data-driven human rules, shifting from doing manual work to supervising the AI-driven process means reducing the activity and tasks the human is doing right now and rely on the AI, and only the human needs to be supervised them instead of to tell them what they need to do.
Absolutely agree. So a major topic was is autonomously networks, and this is where agentic AI will lead us to. So I didn't even know that. So similar to in the automotive industry, where they define different autonomy level, like this L1 to L5 to full self-driving, they have the same for telecom networks, actually. Mm. And it was mentioned during the discussion that Telecom China, they have achieved this level 4 autonomously already. So which means in part of the networks, they're running completely autonomous. And that's definitely the ultimate goal that we're seeing here.
Yeah, interesting. Switching maybe also to the topic of, can you share a concrete example what AI native already looks like in practice, maybe even in our company or even something you saw on the telecom forum?
I mean, for me, it's difficult to have it generally for the telco industry because, I mean, most telco operators, I mean, they have a lot of legacy systems. So it's hard to say they're native AI, basically. For me, native means you do something from the beginning or from the start. It's like native language, the one that you speak from the beginning. It makes more sense if you think about, you know, cloud native. If you build an app, you do this from the start and do it on the cloud. So it's difficult for telco industry to be native AI, but what it means, which was basically said before, is like doing it deeply integrated. And that, I mean, we're starting then. It was what Ahmed Hafiz mentioned there. For example, we have the radio network access, what was it called? The RAN Guardian. So the RAN Guardian, which basically kind of would detect kind of any network degradation, and then make it 95% faster than we're doing it today. So this is for me like a first example of native AI. We have deeply embedded this feature, this AI, which is continuously running to detecting these anomalies.
Very interesting. Also the fact of, I mean, what means AI native really? We discussed that already. I mean, AI native is then doing something from the beginning. Everything starts with it. Whatever you do, the first thing you do with AI. And I was even thinking, like, can a telco even be AI native? What is your take on that?
I think it is possible to do. And I think we're already doing somehow, not in the complete flow, but yeah, it's a part of the step by step to be gradually to grow. So first of all, we have to trust in the automation end to end. Means whenever we see the journey of the growing or scale up and down because of any reasons in the network infrastructure, we have to see everything end to end. So not just a pilot. We need to move from the AI as a demo to the AI embedded in our standards process with the data quality, governance to support in us. Ahmed Hafiz already mentioned something. We are in the Deutsche Telekom learning by doing when we are not waiting for anything. So we are doing while we are learning. And this is a great impression that I got from the Ahmed as well. Yeah. So in the telco, if I want to say yes, we are already doing that, but might be not 100%, But if you see and trust in the automation as an end-to-end, then I think we can say that we can use the AI natively in our networks.
In fact, the question, when will we see native AI telcos, was one of the questions at one of the panel discussions, mm-hmm. which was very interesting. So the responses were ranging from 5 to 10 years when we would have native AI telcos. But there was one person that said, like, we would never have it because there's so much legacy in the system that he believed that it wouldn't be able to achieve. But I'm with Masoud. I mean, we're already working on it, and we will see it in the sense of deeply embedded AI and having autonomous networks.
Yeah. Very much. And I think it's also impressive seeing what is already out there and working. Still, where could we be a bit more bolder, or where do you see a lot of potential, maybe, which we are not using at the moment?
So if I want to give you the example, what we are already doing, that energy optimizing in radio, we can assume that the AI predicts the traffic, power down the radio resources when they are needed and they are not needed, and cut the energy and CO2 without the human touching a button. So I think what we're already doing, and is the same topic that Jan also already working on, and the sustainability. So energy optimization is something, insurance services, and also network operation. These are the way that the sectors that we can already using somehow, not 100% fully as an AI, but in the future also can be optimized. For example, optimizing the self-healingness of the networks, instead of the one engineer chasing the alarms, AI can detect from proactive mode to understand where they're going to be alarm be happen, and healing that area immediately before any engineer notify that. Or notice that, let's say.
Another interesting area was brought up by one of the vendors where it could use AI, and is the voice service, which might be surprising because, it's, you know, it's like this old service that we're having for a long time. Mm-hmm. The idea is basically using it during the call, for example, for real-time translation. So you could call a person in a foreign country and the network would automatically translate this between the different languages. Or you could have fraud detection. So by detecting, I don't know how they would do it, but by detecting, I don't know, the voice tone and pitch, they would be able to detect fraud here. Or post-voice call services, like we could summarize the call for meetings or things like that. So that's interesting view, I think.
Wow, that's very innovative. Looking ahead a few years, how do you think AI will reshape the telco landscape further?
So if you want to jump in, I think the network runs itself first and the human supervising it that, and no other way around. Means what we are doing right now is a kind of, that Jan already mentioned, we have so many traditional silo data clean room and so many things would be centralized, seamlessly connect to each other, and the AI can run this everything together and monitor that. And only the human, without touching any buttons, can supervise the AI what is doing in the daily works and the operating the end-to-end process that's happening in the network environment.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I think we will have independently running networks. It would be self-optimizing continuously, self-healing continuously. So I think that's what we will be seeing.
And I mean, we discussed it also kind of before, but still, what is the boundaries you see there? What is really the reason we are not there right now?
Yeah, because there are a lot of challenges within there. And the first one that was mentioned several times at the conference is data. You need mm-hmm. clean and good data for doing this. So they were saying, like, rubbish in, rubbish out. So you could have the best AI system. If you don't have good data, mm-hmm. you cannot create good results or good solutions, basically. And it's not only the quality, but the problem is also we're having a vast amount of data that's been created by the network. If you're continuously monitoring, it's a lot of data every second you're creating. So it needs to be pre-filtered, basically, before it's been processed here. There are also cultural challenges that was also mentioned, because we need an AI open culture within the companies of doing that, because there might be a lot of resistance in introducing that because you have the legacy systems, people don't want to change. So that's very important also to changing the culture, being opened for AI.
Yeah. AI native is not only the about the technology, it's about the culture, leadership, and data readiness. And the AI without the data is nothing. So we need to make sure we have a clean data, we have a clean governance, we have a clean guardrail and boundary that not going beyond what we want in the future. So I think, yeah, culture and leadership play the major roles for that boundary that you already mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you a lot. We are coming to the end. Do you want to say some last words, some last thoughts about the whole topic?
I think we're really seeing momentum in this field. And it's good that we're seeing, my feeling is Deutsche Telekom's really leading this topic. And that's what we should be doing. I mean, we want to be the leading digital telco, so we should also be leading in this area. So, but we're also seeing from the conference, you can't do it alone. So partnering is very important. You can't master AI on yourself, basically. So personally, for me also, I take away taking the next step. I'm using a lot of AI tools as assistant, but I want to take the next step, like looking at AI pipelines or then going also into the topic of agentic AI. That's very interesting and would help me to be more productive.
Yeah, if you want to add something as well, I totally agree with Jan as well. So we should not think about AI native is no longer as a theory or technology. We already left behind whatever that we already have. So the real challenge now is the culture and the speed of the adoptions. So it's very important how we adopt quickly to go to the market. And also the one important thing is that if we become as an AI native, it means that how we quickly launch a product or services in a minute instead of wasting the months or years to be a product in the market.
Cool. Thank you a lot. I can also really see how the two of you are so shiny when you talk about the topics. I can see how convinced and energized you are with it. So thank you both a lot for being my guests today.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kommen wir nun zu unserem KI-Tipp der Woche. Passend zur Jahreszeit nehmen wir euch heute mit ins Kino. Dort läuft nämlich derzeit Post-Truth, die erste vollständig KI-generierte Dokumentation. Jede Szene, jede Stimme aus künstlicher Intelligenz erschaffen. Alles wirkt erstaunlich nah an unserer Wirklichkeit. Und genau darum geht es in diesem Film. Was ist eigentlich noch echt, wenn KI in der Lage ist, unsere Welt bis ins Detail nachzubilden? Ein Denkanstoß für kuschelige Herbstabende, der zeigt, wie fließend die Grenzen zwischen digitaler und menschlicher Kreativität bereits geworden sind. Und das war's auch schon mit Explained, der KI-Podcast von der Telekom. Hat euch die heutige Episode gefallen? Habt ihr Anregungen, Fragen oder Vorschläge für ein bestimmtes KI-Thema? Dann lasst es uns wissen. Wir freuen uns über euer Feedback an podcast@telekom.de. Danke fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal.